All right, so we'll say good morning. So let's begin. So we left off halacha dalet. Afapi shetkias shofar Rosh Hashanah gzeres sakosuf. Even though blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a halacha gzeres sakosuf, it's a pasuk. So remez yeshbo. Nevertheless, there is an important symbolism contained within it. Kilomar uru yishenim mishinaschem. The remez is that while we blow the shofar, we're saying, wake up, slumbering ones from your sleep. Vekitsu nirdamim mitardemaschem. And literally, it's actually interesting because we just went ahead and actually covered this in our Yonah Shir on Wednesday night. Because the Navi brings down that when Yonah gets on the boat and the storm starts to rage, so Yonah goes below deck. Vayishkav vayeradim. Right. So we pointed out that again, that there's so Vayishkav is just sleeping, and Vayeradim means a deep slumber. So the Rambam says over here also that what does the shofar represent? Uru yishenim mishinaschem, wake up from your sleep. Vekitsu nirdamim. So there are some people that are just sleeping. There are some people that are just sleeping, and there are other individuals who literally are in a deep slumber. And there are people who are mamish in a deep slumber. And what should you do when you wake up? V'chipsu b'ma'aseichem. Search your actions. V'chazru b'tshuva. And go ahead and do tshuva. V'zichru barachem. Remember your creator. Eila ha'shochachem. Es ha'emes v'hevli hazman. This refers to the people who forget that which is true in the burdens of time. In the hevel, in the nothingness of time. V'shogim al shenasam. And they go ahead and they make mistakes throughout their entire lives. And they get involved with nothingness. Asher lo yoel v'lo yatzil. Things that will not help. Things that will not provide salvation. You individuals. First of all, what's amazing over here is that there are so many. What does it mean to slumber or to sleep through life? It means that one forgets. Rambam points out a number of things. Number one, a person forgets the MS. Person forgets the MS. So we learned in our Mesilas Yesharim Chabura, when we first started, in one of the earlier chapters, the Rav Chal brings down a very important story. He actually brings this down in the Midah of Zihirus. So the Midah of Zihirus is living life with awareness. What does it mean to live life with awareness? So the Rav Chal says something very simple. You have to know what is the Tov Ha'amiti. What is the ultimate good? What is it that you're working towards? And what is the raha amiti? What is that which is negative? Because in life, you have to know what you're going towards, and you have to know ultimately, again, what it is that you are trying to avoid. Perikimo halacha dalid. Right? And it's not even just ikra and tafel, and also more than tafel, that sometimes samchah brings down, sometimes the things that are wrong actually become the primary goal in life. A person becomes totally warped in what it is that they're saying. And he's... That is the novelty in Hilchos Tshuva in general. But Ram also understands that, again, that part of the halacha of Hilchos Tshuva is understanding the hashkafa of life. You can't know how to do the tshuva without knowing the hashkafa of life. He says people get lost in all kinds of things. They end up sleeping through life. Ram says the shofar is the call to say, number one, wake up. But it's not just enough to wake up. A person has to ask themselves, what direction am I heading? Have I identified the Tov Amiti? Not identified the Tov Amiti, by the Ramchal's terminology. He says, Elu, Hibitu l'naf shosech, when you wake up, look into your souls. Vibitu tachechem, examine your ways. Umalechem, v'ya'azov kol echad mikem darko hara. And every person should abandon their negative ways. Umachshavto asher lo tova. And to abandon thoughts that are not good. And also, it is also very interesting that the Rambam also understands, and he said this before, remember, part of tshuva is a person can't fantasize about sin. That the idea that Rambam says, remember, part of tshuva before is, v'yachsir mimachshavto. A person has to remove it from their thought, because if I glorify sin in my mind, and I think about sin in my mind, then by definition, the things we think about, it's only a matter of time until ultimately we act on them. Lefichach, tzarech kol adam, sheyira atzmo kol hashana. So we'll say again, therefore this is the Rambam talking about over here, the symbolism of the shofar. So the symbolism again of the shofar is Uru Yishini Mishin Aschem. Wake up, get out of your slumber. It is time for introspection. Where am I going? And we'll say, this is not just about stopping to sin. This is about where am I going in life? Too many of us are asleep at the wheel. And amazing, what happens when you're asleep at the wheel? What happens when you're asleep at the wheel? So, you know, again, best, you've ever had these, you know, I'll tell you, it's chatani maskir, not falling asleep at the wheel. But you ever like drive back sometimes, especially like from New York or New Jersey, and you know, you're so exhausted, and Baruch Hashem, you're not falling asleep, but you wake up and like you're on 695. You went to like, how did I get here? How exactly did I get here? I'm sorry, the rumble strip. That's right. Thank God for the rumble strip, right? So, you might want to take the bus to those chasanos. Yeah. So, but again, it feels like Venus is out there. But you know, but yeah, I think it's such a powerful metaphor, because what happens so often in life is, and you know, the truth is, if a person has children, and. Shui, I think, is the youngest one here. Right? He's got the baby. Right? And Simon Bishah Atova. Right? So you know, you see this with children, right? That it's amazing that you remember they're born and everything's wonderful, it's great. And then what happens? And then suddenly, again, they've like reached this milestone. And then Baruch Hashem, they're growing up. And then this, and then that. And the truth is, you wonder when you try to think back about where the time went. So it's very hard sometimes to track all of that time. So part of that is just the nature of time. Time goes by fast. But the truth is, if we're honest with ourselves, sometimes that occurs also because we fall asleep at the wheel of life. And we're not conscious of the way that we're living. When you're not conscious of the way that you're living, your days blend into weeks, your weeks into months, and your months into years. Because it's not purposeful existence. It's not direction. It's not directional living. And when that happens, I just simply lose track of time. The Rambam says sometimes that by itself is sinful. Now again, a person could lose track of time and not be committing an Aveira. I'm just simply going through the rhythms of life. Just going through the rhythms of life. The Rambam says, you know what? That also is sinful. It's sinful to not lead a purposeful, directional life. It's sinful not to maximize every single day to its fullest capacity. It's sinful just to kind of fall asleep and wake up on 695. That says the Rambam, and that's what the shofar is. Some of us are just like dozing. Some of us push it like fall into a deep sleep. You know, I will tell you, as someone who has to deal with death a lot, it's amazing how many times you could hear a person who is at the end of their life and they wonder to themselves, it's always the same question, right? Where did all the time go? But you know, it's interesting that not everybody says that. Not everybody says that. People who have very meaningful and very fulfilling and lives who really try their best to maximize, they don't ask that question. It's very interesting. They wish they had more time, but they don't ask that word of where did all the time go is indicative of that I didn't keep track of all of the time, which means that somehow there was a little bit of shchiva, there was a little bit of tardema. The Rambam says, wake up, and of course again, the wake up then also spurs introspection. Where am I going? What am I doing? Am I heading after the Tova Amiti? Chatechit lefichach tzarech kol adam shira atzma kol hashana kula. Therefore, I will say every single year a person has to view himself as being literally half and half, a benoni. Chetziv chayiv, literally half culpable and half chayiv. V'chein kala olam kulo, chetziv zakai v'chetziv chayiv. I will say this is so important. And he has to view this whole world in that same matzav. Therefore, chata chit echad. If a person goes ahead and sins one sin, hari echriya atzmo, I'll say very strong words. So if I view my life as a perfect balance, and I view the universe, the world, as a perfect balance, that means every single thing I do shifts the balance. It shifts the personal balance, and it shifts the universal balance. If I shift the balance in the negative, Nebuch, I've just not only created negative effects for myself, but for the world as a whole. However, asa mitzvah achos, hare echriya atmo beechriya kol olam l'kaf sechus. However, again, the opposite, the positive, of course is true, I do one mitzvah, I tilt not only my scales, but I tilt ultimately again the world's scales in the positive favor. I'm sorry. And I've created an opportunity for salvation. This is the meaning of the pasuk, that the tzaddik is the foundation of the world. That he who goes ahead and makes himself righteous not only provides a meaningful life for himself, but at the end of the day also goes ahead and what? Shifts the balance of the entire world. And we'll say, this is such an... You know what I'm saying? Why do people sin? What's the psychology of sin? So there are many aspects of the psychology of sin. Right? And people often think people sin because it's pleasurable. So the truth is, you know, drinking large amounts of alcohol is also pleasurable. But most people don't, responsible people don't do that on a regular basis. Yet, interestingly enough, responsible people sin. Clinical tests have shown that responsible people sin each and every day. So what's the pshat? Why do we do it? Because at the end of the day, there's a part of us that feels it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. I mean, all right, God will get a little bit upset at me, but it's okay. I'll do tshuva. I'll make it better. I'm sorry? Okay, it could be also right. You feel the negative impacts. That is true also, but you also feel the immediate high. Again, it goes both ways.
You don't feel either.
Right. It's true. Well, the avera, when you commit the avera, you may find the depending on what you're doing, you might also. So again, what's the pshat? So I think the pshat is that we often feel that we just don't matter, that what we do at the end of the day doesn't really make such a big difference. What the Rambam is saying is, one of the most important things to leading a spiritually successful life is the realization that I matter. What I do absolutely matters. And it doesn't just matter for me, it matters for the world. It doesn't just matter for me, but it matters for my people. It matters for humanity. What I do literally has global repercussions, ramifications, and implications. Such an incredible way to live. Let's just finish this. Actually, you know what? We're going to stop up. Because, again, what I do matters so much. So because of this, the Jewish people, we try to engage in incredible acts of tzedakah, incredible masim tovim, and to go ahead and engage in mitzvos from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, yeser mi b'chol hashanah, more than the rest of the year. V'nalgo kulam lakum b'layla, ba'aseres yamim elu l'ispal b'teknesios, b'divrei tachnunim, b'divrei kivushin ad she'ir hayom. And again, we do slichos. We do slichos during Aseret Yemei Tshuva in order to go ahead and supplicate before HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more. So just, we'll go back to this on Monday a little bit. But I'll just point out something very interesting, how the Rambam brings down that what's the beginning of waking myself up? What's the beginning of going ahead and doing tshuva? So if you notice, what doesn't he say as the first thing to do tshuva? What doesn't he say? He doesn't say learn more Torah. It's interesting, right? He doesn't say learn more Torah. What does he say? Give more tzedakah and ma'asim tovim. Because the Rambam understood, do you know that the derech of becoming a good person is you have to establish a certain level of selflessness. If my life is only about me. See, a person sits and learns Torah, so I could be sitting and learning Torah for two different reasons. I could be sitting and learning Torah because I enjoy it, because I want to know what to do. I want to be a good Eved Hashem. I want to know how to do the mitzvos, which are all very noble. But remember the drush we had by Hakel yesterday? It's not Yilmedu. In the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you vocalize that word? It's Yilamedu. Right? At the end of the day, the most important thing in Judaism, hands down, and I will stand by this statement, the most important midah to acquire in Yiddish is selflessness, is the ability to put my needs on the side and to be there for the other. Because if a person cultivates an identity of selflessness, everything else comes from there. So I want to stop sinning. I want to be awake at the wheel of life. I want to lead a meaningful life. It doesn't start with Tehillim, and it doesn't start with a shir, although please keep coming, right? It's a good site. It's good also. It starts with tzedakah and ma'asim tovim. It starts with a selflessness. Life is not about me. Once life is not about me and I have to figure out how to be of service to the other, that totally gives one a different perspective on how to live. All right, we'll stop over there. We'll say, pick up Emir Hashem on Monday.